Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Ready for a little six-hour trip to California today?
Yeah, it's going to be a long day, huh? Yeah, six-hour flight after practice, and then get in and go to bed, I guess. So.
Yeah, I heard D&C this morning ask Gerard Mayo. I'm always curious about this stuff. How do you occupy yourself on a six-hour flight to the West Coast?
Well, you know, I'm pretty thankful because usually when I'm doing those trips, it's with three kids and a wife, and so that's a lot harder. So now
you don't have any responsibilities today.
Yeah, you know, I just sit there and watch the rookies messing around. No, they actually have movies on the airplane for us in each headrest, so you can sit there and watch the movie of your choice, or listen to your iPod, or watch some film or something on your laptop, or you know, a lot of guys do a lot of different things, and a lot of guys have those iPad things now, so they're firing them things up. So.
I think Stephen, I think I know the answer. You just told us what the answer was. You said you got three kids and a wife. That means you sleep when you're on the plane.
You know what? I wish I could sleep, but every time I fall asleep, I wake up a lot worse off than I did before I slept. So I try to stay awake because usually I fall asleep, you get a kink in your neck, your back's tight, something bad always happens. So I try to stay awake and do something productive, whether it's just read a book or do like a little Sudoku or Sudoku, whatever you call those things. I like doing those. So just kind of keep the mind working.
Well, I'd say it's not really sleep when you're on a plane anyway. It's just, you're resting, but you're not really sleeping. How about these Chargers, man? I can't figure them out. They're 2-4, but I see a very talented team. What do you see when you look at this group on film?
Well, you know, it's kind of strange. You know, you have the home team, and they get out there, and they get after it, fast-starting team. And then you get the road team, and they just haven't seen a play as well on the road. And unfortunately, we got to play them at home this week, you know, you just got to execute against them and hopefully do all the right stuff, and hopefully you'll come out and get in front of them and play from ahead and do pretty well.
They look like they have the same defense that they had in the past. I mean, you guys played them in the playoffs a few years ago and had a big upset victory. You guys played them out there in 2008. Is it the same scheme, in your opinion?
They have a lot of different players, but there's a lot of the same scheme out there. And like we said earlier, they're a very, very talented team, and if you let them play from ahead, they're going to be tough to stop. So as long as we play good, execute well, get out to a fast start, and finish the game, I think I like our chances.
With all the talk this week of all the helmet-to-helmet stuff, I thought offensive linemen must be amused by it because the helmet you're crashing into is generally 18 inches away. I mean, it doesn't really involve you guys all that much, does it?
I don't think so. But then again, if you're pulling on a run play and you go down to hit somebody and you get a helmet to helmet, maybe something happens to us now. I'm not sure as far as getting fined or, you know, you're running around and have a crackback block for someone. So I'm not exactly sure how that rule is. I never try to hit someone in their helmet because you hit someone in your helmet, you're probably going to get a concussion too. So I just try to go make the block the best you can. And it's kind of unfortunate. I don't think a lot of these guys are trying to hit helmet to helmet. They're just trying to play physical, but just is what it is.
I assume you've seen the video by now that the league sent around. Anything in there either surprise or confuse you?
You know what? I have not seen that video yet. I'm sure we'll probably watch it tomorrow as a team. But, yeah, like I said, it's a rough sport, I guess they're trying to do whatever they can for the safety of the players, so I can understand that.
And you just said it. It's a rough sport. We've been talking about it all week. Do you think people have I shouldn't say it that way. Let me ask you this way. When you try to describe to people how fast and how violent the sport is, what do you do? I mean, how do you get it across to people who have never played in the NFL?
Well, you know, a lot of people from wrestling ask me the difference between wrestling and football. You know, wrestling, you're just one guy on one. You see him the whole time. In football, you have 22 people are out there running around, and they're just not normal people. These are huge human beings that are fast, strong, powerful, and you can get hit from anywhere. I mean, there's just so much stuff going on. You can't see everyone at the whole time. So it's kind of chaos out there, you know, anything can happen. So you're just fortunate every game you can play that you're not injured. And it's kind of, like I said, it's a lot of chaos out there.
Well, we wish you well on the 6-hour flight to the West Coast and obviously in the game on Sunday afternoon. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
okay,
Steve.
Stephen.
Take
thanks.
Care. That is Patriots offensive lineman Stephen Neal.